B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
The latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports and video games. Your host, Norris Howard, here, opening the show with a very special guest, Caitlin Teniente. She is the new head coach of the esports program out at St. Mary's College in San Antonio, down there in Texas. So, first of all, Caitlin, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. Not doing too bad today. Looking forward to the weekend.
Awesome. And you know, first off, tell us a little bit about your background, games that you sort of specialized in, and a little bit about how you ended up the head coach of the St. Mary's esports program.
Sure. So I first got my taste of esports when I was a student at the University of Texas at San Antonio. A friend and I ran, you know, League of Legends LAN parties and online tournaments while we were students there. After that, I started working out of Houston, running esports events for Super League Gaming. And then I think maybe a year later, CSL hired me to be a League of Legends community coordinator. And then the summer between seasons, actually, between what is it, 2019, 2020, one of those, I had an internship at Wizards of the Coast working on their esports marketing, and then I came back for another season with CSL, and then I just back in March, so not just, but it feels like just, accepted the position at St. Mary's. So it's been, you know, 3 or 4 years of just concentrated esports.
Yeah, and it's funny too, because you talk about being 4 years into esports, and for people nowadays, I mean, you're a veteran now at 4 years. You know, usually you talk about traditional sports and people talk about, oh, I've been doing this for 30, 40 years. 4 years, you're like a veteran. You are an expert in the field, because to most people, unfortunately, the field is so new. But we know it's got a long legacy and it's been around for a very long time. But you're now the head coach at St. Mary's. Is that a new program? Is it a program that's been there? You know, what sort of program is it? Will it be varsity as well, is a big question.
Right. So this is, or St. Mary's Esports is a varsity program. We do live under the athletics department, and this upcoming school year will be our first year. So we are brand spanking new.
Awesome. Awesome. And so with that, you know, and I know it's very early, but is there scholarships that your team will be offering for various esports?
So for our first year, we are not awarding any athletic scholarships for esports. We're leaning pretty heavily on our academic merit scholarships for incoming freshmen and transfer students. We are very much so academics first. So that's what year one looks like. Future, that's gonna depend.
Awesome, awesome. And just so everybody out there knows, in year one, what esports do you guys intend on participating in?
So back in March and a little before that, we did kind of like a student survey to get a good idea as to what people were playing, what their rank was looking like, and what they would want to play competitively. Based off of that, we are in the midst of summer tryouts, and right now we are looking at Overwatch, League of Legends, and possibly CSGO. It's going to depend on tryouts. And then come fall, we're going to add a few more games to tryouts to number one, finish out our Overwatch team and League of Legends team, and then also explore several other games that have been very popular this summer.
Yeah, we're talking to Caitlin Teniente of St. Mary's University. She is the head coach of the esports program there. And, you know, I definitely want to touch on this because I've been talking about college esports for a while now, and I'm absolutely sure that I can think of maybe two other female head coaches in really the country of bigger programs. I'm sure there are more because I've been talking to every college, but you're one of the first. And so how does that feel? And do you feel like there is sort of a extra microscope, or do you see it as a advantage moving into this position?
You're number one. You are right. There are only a handful. I mean, I can maybe name three other women who are either head coaches or the head of their esports program. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, that aspect being pointed out, I think my mind immediately goes to, you know, let's make sure we do this right. Let's make sure that we, you know, operate in a way that our program is a model for others, and that, you know, we are trying to be as inclusive and, you know, keeping feedback lines open with our community as possible. And by doing so, I definitely feel that we've gotten an influx of female gamers who feel more comfortable trying out for our Overwatch and League of Legends team, which is, you know, great for me to see. It may also be due to the fact that, you know, we're 5 years removed from the first time I ran tryouts, and it was majority men. So, you know, I think both things are in a positive trend.
Awesome. And just the last question, and when it comes to coaches and administrators, I usually like to ask this question, is that, you know, what sort of program do you want to run? How do you want to run the ship? You know, and what is going to attract students all around Texas and the country beyond to your program as opposed to many other programs? What is going to make you guys unique?
I think there's several things that make us unique. I mean, I think a ton of other varsity programs will say, you know, we're academics first. We want to focus on competitive excellence, which is great. You know, we're all aligned there. We all want to win. But I think what makes St. Mary's Esports unique is the support that we have from the university, the support and energy we get from the athletics department, and the enthusiasm from the student body. One of the things that I really was impressed by when I was first in talks and in interviews was that they repurposed an old conference room in their university center, like the main building on campus, to be the esports arena. So when you walk into the student center, like if you're going to go get lunch at Chick-fil-A, you look up and the arena is right there. Like it is, they've really, I guess, you know, woven the esports program into, you know, not just the physical campus, but it is being, you know, incorporated with admissions and student orientation. And again, there is just a lot of support. So my hope is that players feel that they're supported by the school, that they're supported by their peers, and that, you know, we're not just playing games in some basement at the bottom of a building that no one cares about anymore. Alongside that, one of the things that we really wanted to hit the ground running with was developing these players. So if you've seen any of our social media, we have said multiple times there's no ranked requirement to try out. You just have to be a full-time student in good standing. You've got to own the game that you're trying out for, and your account has to be in good standing. So if you can meet those, come try out. We're going into this with the mindset that we're not going to have, you know, the top 10 players in North America on our team right out the gate, but that the players that we do decide to pick and select for our teams are going to be those that are really coachable, really flexible, willing to learn, willing to give feedback, and essentially grow into that role, whatever that might be, given the game. With that being said, we've got a checkpoint goal system for our players. Basically, beginning of the semester, you sit down with either Mac and I, and we lay out four different goals: an academic goal, an in-game goal, a wellness goal, and a non-gaming related goal. We have specifically carved out or blocked out practice days so that you can, you know, go to your academic advisor if you're, you know, worried about next semester, or go to tutoring, or use it as a study hall for midterms, finals, or if you want to take that 2-hour block and go to the gym and try to hit your fitness goal, totally up to you. We've also scheduled out dates for team outings so that we can, you know, work on our communication, do something fun, do something non-gaming related. And again, you know, that non-gaming goal, if you want to, you know, explore new clubs, explore new interests, well, hey, you've got a 2-hour block to go to that club's meeting or what have you.
Right.
And then at the end of the semester, we check back in, see if there was growth to that goal, and, you know, adjust the goal points, or, you know, set a new goal for the next semester, with the hopes that these players, you know, enjoyed the experience, and that they're, you know, staying on top of their academics as well as the competition.
Awesome. That's a really interesting and innovative way to sort of think about the wellness and the wholeness of the experience. I really like hearing about stuff like that from coaches, because a lot of that is now being applied in traditional sports as well. It has been for the past few years, and it's great to see esports doing that as well. Caitlin Teniente has been our guest here from St. Mary's College, St. Mary's University out in San Antonio. Thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you guys all the best in the semester ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I look forward to the rest of the year.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tanisha, and here at Checkpoint XP on campus, we are celebrating Best Friends Day. Today, we are highlighting the friendship between Max and Chloe on Life is Strange. These two childhood friends lose contact after Max and her family move from Arcadia Bay, but reconnect once Max moves back. Like many friendships, they have their ups and downs, but united, Chloe and Max team up to solve the disappearance of fellow student Rachel Amber and learn how to use Max's psychic and time-traveling abilities to save Arcadia Bay from a dangerous storm. Now that is friendship. For Checkpoint XP on campus, I'm Tanisha.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.